This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish military officials say that their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces branded by Ankara as terrorists, but viewed by much of the West as key partners in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. Earlier Tuesday, Turkey placed a series of rocket launchers and artillery along the border with Syria, while military officials said that they would not allow the creation of what they called a terror corridor along the Turkish border. Meanwhile, VOA's Zlata Sahok tells us the Kurds are dramatically and frantically preparing.
Kurdish fighters wounded in the successful offensive against Islamic State in Syria demonstrated Tuesday in Kamishli, a northern Syrian town close to the border with Turkey. The U.S.-backed Kurdish militia is a member of the Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of groups that fought terrorist groups and Turkey-backed militias in the region. Ankara claims that Syrian Kurds want to join Turkey's Kurdish minority with the goal of carving out territory for an independent Kurdistan and is determined to remove them from the border area. Local Kurds are on high alert.
VOA's Zlata Sahok reporting. The White House says that it will not participate in what it calls the unconstitutional impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. In addition, as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains, the Trump administration is arguing that the grand jury testimony should remain secret since the House hasn't voted to hold an official impeachment inquiry.
The Justice Department has argued judicial proceedings take place in court, not in Congress. Also, a Trump administration lawyer argues that Democrats have had a shifting rationale about why they need the documents. Democrats say the materials are needed for the impeachment inquiry to further investigate what President Trump knew or said about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has issued a bipartisan report that calls on the U.S. government and private industry to prevent social media sites from being used to interfere in the 2020 presidential election as they were in 2016. The report, released Tuesday after more than 2 years of investigating foreign electoral meddling, found the Kremlin-backed Internet Research Agency sought to influence the 2016 election by harming Hillary Clinton's chances of success in supporting Donald Trump at the direction of the Kremlin. The finding is considered and consistent with evidence uncovered by the U.S. intelligence community after the 2016 election in which Trump defeated Democrat and rival Hillary Clinton. The report also said the interference is likely to occur before the November 2020 elections. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on the Chinese government and Communist Party, and Muslim officials, I should say, Communist Party officials who are believed to be responsible for the detention of abuse of the Uyghurs, Muslim ethnic minorities in China. A State Department official told VOA Tuesday that visa records are confidential under U.S. law. Therefore, the State Department will not discuss or disclose individual applications of the visa policy. Meanwhile, despite the spike in tensions between the U.S. and China, trade talks are expected to go on as scheduled. AP's Mike Hempen.
China is demanding the Trump administration lift its latest sanctions on tech companies that develop facial recognition and other artificial intelligence technology. The U.S. says that technology is being used to repress Muslims in northwest China. China's foreign ministry says the U.S. is interfering in Chinese affairs. Despite the criticism, China's Ministry of Commerce says the vice premier and other officials will be in Washington Thursday for talks. Mike Hemp in Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Tuesday that the organization is facing its deepest deficit of the decade and might not be able to pay all of its staff in November. Guterres said that the cash flow problem is so steep that without spending cuts he put in place in January, the organization would not have been able to pay for last month's meeting of the General Assembly for its annual debate, which was attended by world leaders. By the end of September, member states had paid only 70% of the total assessment for the regular budget. That's compared to 78% at the same time last year, according to a UN spokesman. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.